The environmental impact of bottled water is significant. Most bottled water comes in plastic, a petroleum product, and even though most bottles are recyclable, the vast majority of them are not recycled. Yet the demand for bottled water is strong. It is the top-selling beverage by volume. Americans buy, get this, more than 40 billion bottles of water every year. Which brings us to a product called Just Water, founded by Jaden Smith and his father, the actor Will Smith. It's trying to make bottled water more eco-friendly. Joining us now as part of our series of conversations with leaders called View from the Top is Ira Laufer, CEO of Just Goods, which makes Just Water. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So one of the things that makes Just Water different from other bottled waters is the packaging. It's in a carton rather than a plastic bottle. Now, the carton still does contain some plastic as well as paper and aluminum. But why is this packaging more sustainable, do you think, than plastic bottles?
It's a step in the right direction. So if you look at our packaging and what we do as a company and how we source our water and the ethically sourced model, overall, it fits our mission and intentions of trying to create good for this world and give people products that make them feel good about themselves but also contribute to a better and cleaner world. And we do that through this specific product.
Well, and so tell me about the packaging specifically. What's so great about it?
So the packaging is primarily made out of paper. It's 82% renewable resources. It does have, as you called out, a liner of aluminum and some plastic in it. In addition to the paper content, we have a unique cap and shoulder that are plant-based plastic. So from a renewable content perspective, it's a pretty interesting type of format because we look at the entire life cycle of the product and what it takes to create a package. In addition to that, it is recyclable in municipalities that do recycle paper products. So if you look at the entire life cycle of the product from start to finish, it's a much better product for the environment.
And is it widely recyclable? I mean, because it has a combination of materials, does it make it more difficult for people to recycle them?
It is. You know, recycling is a challenge globally. Recycling infrastructure are growing, and it's about, you know, creating more awareness and education to consuming more products that come from paper and alternatives to the traditional plastic and other formats. And then with usage and demand, there are more opportunity for increased infrastructure for recycling.
Now, does it hold the water as well as a plastic bottle or as a, you know, metal reusable bottle that a lot of people have these days or a glass bottle? Does it hold the water as well? Because one of the complaints that people have about the new straws that are paper straws that are more sustainable, obviously, than plastic straws or they don't end up in the ocean, is that they don't hold the water as well. They don't hold the liquid as well.
Correct. And that's where the aluminum liner that we have in the product comes to play. Every beverage product has some sort of a liner in it, whether it's something that is visible or it's in a layer within that specific package. That is in order to ensure the integrity of the product, you know, from a drinking experience to holding the water to food safety.
Another thing that is different about your water product is that the water source, you say right on the side of the package that it comes from just the tap in Glens Falls, New York.
So we are very proud of our water source model or the ethically sourced model, which was very important for us when we started this company. It's not about being a sustainable package. It's about how we look at it from a holistic approach and what is it that we put in our product and what impact it has both on the environment and on the communities in which we partner with. And we found an amazing water source upstate New York in a city that is 3 hours north of New York City. And it's called Glens Falls, and they have amazing, ample amount of spring water. And we went into one-of-a-kind relationship between a municipality and a privately held company in which we actually have a model where we buy their excess water and we pay them six times the municipal rate. So that's where the ethical sourcing and environmental impact and social impact comes to play.
Why do you pay them six times the municipal rate?
That was the agreement back then. Why is it six and not seven? I'm not quite sure.
But why don't you just pay them the normal rate?
Because we wanted to make sure that there is a tangible impact through this partnership. So if you ever get to visit Glens Falls, New York, and you go to downtown, you can actually see different tangible things that have been addressed by the proceeds from this agreement. So it allows them to create additional infrastructure and improve their water infrastructure.
Is there any other way that Just Water is different than any other water?
Just is very different from any other water and every other company that is out there. It's interesting to mention that Just is not a water company and nor is it a packaging company, right? So Just is really a movement, and I think that's what really sets us apart, because Just was created on the basis of doing good and doing things differently and demonstrate how businesses can be part of a solution by giving people products that make them feel good about themselves and also contribute to a better world. So we're doing it with environmental impact and community impact and ethical sourcing and innovation. And we do it in a very transparent and authentic way. And we are very inclusive in the way we do things. And I think that is something that is quite unique for a beverage company, but obviously, generally speaking, for a company that is really trying to create a bigger impact on every step of the way that we make a product.
Now, you're the CEO, but the company was founded by Jaden Smith and his father, Will Smith, celebrities themselves. Do they get involved in the day-to-day running of the company?
Not in the day-to-day, but they are certainly involved, more so Jaden, because he's the catalyst behind this brand, right? The whole thing started with him swimming in the ocean when he was 11 years old and seeing a bunch of plastic trash floating in the ocean and really got home tilted and wanted to do something about it. So that's what really drove the decision to start a company and name it Just, because Just stands for justice. And Jaden is certainly a board member and is quite active and opinionated. And Will is involved on different level, but the entire Smith family is quite passionate about this company. And it's interesting to see it because, as I mentioned, it's come from a very authentic place.
Now, there are some listeners who are going to hear what you're talking about and say, great, it's good that they're doing this, but wouldn't it be better if everybody just used reusable bottles for their water rather than having packaging that has to be recycled even?
100% agree. And our bottle actually is meant to be refillable. It has a wide cap. All we're saying is that if you have access to clean water, please drink tap water. If you don't have access or you happen to be in a place that gives out a single serve bottle of water, Just is better for everyone. And as I said, we acknowledge the fact that we're not the perfect solution, but the alternative is doing nothing. So we are certainly a step in the right direction.
Do you think that some of your competitors in the plastic bottle industry are doing nothing?
I think everyone is doing something. I think currently there are no clear solutions to the problem, and every solution has its own challenges. So, you know, you see the big companies and small companies trying to take different initiatives towards sourcing and how to improve their current package. So the more companies that come to market with sustainable package, that is a better step in the right direction until we come to a perfect solution, are welcome.
I want to ask you one more thing. You brought up the issue of recycling and the fact that China used to import a lot of our recycling materials, but it stopped doing that last year. That's led to global problems and less stuff is being recycled, more ending up in landfills and some ending up in the ocean. Have you thought as the CEO of this company about what the solution is to that problem?
To be honest, solution does not exist at the moment. I think the bigger issue here, and this is why we welcome more companies to come into this category, is about creating education and awareness. Because recycling is fantastic as long as consumers take their products and actually place them in the recycling bin. And that's where you can make the biggest impact, because most people, unfortunately, do not recycle. There was a recent article saying how 96% of Americans are completely confused about recycling. Where does it need to be? Does it get recycled really? Where should I place it? So I think there's a lot of education that is needed around that environmental impact and issues around recycling, and that's where it should start in order to try to mitigate some of these issues.
That's Ira Laufer, who is the CEO of Just Goods, which makes Just Water. Ira, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.